When Lucas Etter's grandparents bought him a Rubik's Cube while he was visiting their retirement home, it was mainly to pass the time. The puzzle can take a long time to figure out. Fast forward 2 years, and that pastime is now an obsession.
This is my one-handed cube. This is the 2x2 cube.
10-year-old Lucas is a speed cuber. He uses memorized sequences or algorithms to solve the 3D puzzle in a matter of seconds. Shortly after getting his first cube, Lucas turned to internet videos like this one to find the best method.
To begin with, step one, first find the yellow sensor on the Rubik's Cube. What you want to try to do is
YouTube has a lot of random stuff, but it does have good stuff, too.
Sitting around their kitchen table, Lucas's father, Paul, and mom, Dana, can remember a Rubik's Cube craze when they were kids.
No one could ever solve it, so we either peeled the stickers off or took it apart. But nowadays, when you buy a cube, it comes with the solution. So
I can't even solve it with the solution that it comes with. And Lucas will sit down with me sometimes and try to give me a tutorial. And you definitely have to have a deep interest in learning all these algorithms and methods.
Lucas is getting pretty fast. At a competition in November, he reached a new personal best for solving the cube, 12 seconds.
I want to get the world record.
So do you know who holds the world record?
Yes, it's a teenager in Australia named Felix Zemdegs.
At last year's Melbourne Winter Open, Felix Zemdegs solved the cube in just 5.66 seconds. Video of his triumph was posted to YouTube.
I look at these kids and it's quite incredible what they do.
That's Tyson Mao, co-founder of the World Cube Association, which organizes speed cubing competitions. Mao believes anyone, regardless of age or intelligence, can learn to solve the cube. And with the growth of competitions and web videos, the Rubik's Cube is still a cool, inexpensive toy to play with.
I think YouTube is probably one of the biggest pieces in terms of the spread of the Rubik's Cube. It's really allowed the globalization of the Rubik's Cube, and it's really made it accessible to everyone.
Mao has produced marketing videos for the Rubik's Cube, and he also helped teach Will Smith how to solve the puzzle for a scene in the 2006 movie The Pursuit of Happiness. I asked Mao if using videos to learn the technique takes away from the specialness of figuring out the cube on your own. He doesn't think so.
I would say that if you look at Rubik's Cube solvers, even dating back into the early 90s, a lot of these people who are active today did not solve the Rubik's Cube on their own.
The resurgence of cubing has led to the development of an educational program for teachers and knockoffs from China that actually move faster in competition than the original Rubik's Cube. Lucas is pushing himself to get as fast as he can, practicing 2 hours a day. And he's using another piece of technology to shave seconds off his time, an app on his iPod that generates scrambles for his cube. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Brenna Angel.